Who gives you? So we're doing Elcott, The Next Step today. And those of you watching on the video cast, which would be you guys that are watching now, maybe you turn it off. I don't know what you do. But you'll see me take time to go search for things. The video cast will reflect the raw version of whatever show we're doing. And then the actual cleaned up version, the edited version, which will not really contain any edits in terms of, you know, we're not going to edit in terms of censorship. We're just editing to tighten things up. It's a production thing. That will be the audio cast. That'll be the podcast. Is this motherfucker open? No, did you close that window, bud?
Yeah, I closed it.
Okay. Because we've had, I hear tell we've got a storm here in L.A. Over these next few hours. I don't know. Maybe it's abated and maybe it hasn't. But I don't know. You know, so to that end, we'll make sure that we don't get any fucking rain coming into studios or things like that. We've got a lot of very expensive equipment, you know. Really expensive shit, and I don't want that shit. All right, updates on the editing process. This is going to be fantastic. You know, I can't wait to tell you guys what we're working on, and I just can't. But we will be jumping into the editing next week, and I had a nice conversation with my partners, my producers, in what we're doing, and everybody is on the same page. So that's kind of a cool, groovy thing. So we're going to do Elcott, The Next Step. You know, it's really hard to do the pre-show is going to be changing a tad. The nature of the pre-show will probably be changing just a little bit. And what do I mean by that? I mean that the nature of the pre-show will become more, I don't know, it may be less rant-filled. It depends. But there's not going to be as much of the really, there's not going to be as many of the traditional rants on the pre-show. We'll do maybe a lot of industry rants, things like that. We'll do, you know, personal rants having to do with my life. But I am not going to waste my fucking time or my energy or my sanity on political rants because it's not what the show's about. And because I may have a personal interest in that shit doesn't necessarily mean that it's... you know, I was watching Keith Olbermann today. And I just kind of was looking at Keith Olbermann. And I remember first seeing Keith Olbermann years and years ago. By the way, the Centennial and St. John Bosco game is on, a replay of it is on TV right now. And I think Centennial won. Did they beat St. John Bosco? That is the Southern Section Championship. Okay, anyway. CIF Southern Section Championship is at Anaheim Stadium. What do they call that stadium now? Do they call it Angel Stadium? And I was watching Keith Olbermann, and I remember seeing Keith Olbermann for the very first time on Channel 2 here in L.A. as a sportscaster. I used to love him. I used to watch Keith Olbermann a lot when he was doing sports on Channel 2. And I enjoyed his sarcasm and his takes. It was a very different kind of sportscast back then. This was before SportsCenter was getting kind of smart ass. You know how everybody on SportsCenter is now wise ass. You know, wise ass is the style of the day when it comes to sports. And everybody with the funny nicknames. There was Chris Berman who did the funny nickname, and I don't think there was anybody with any real wise ass sports shit other than cats like Keith Olbermann. The local guys we had in LA at that time, we had Jim Hill. I mean, I'm talking about the guys that were really prominent sports guys. Jim Hill on Channel 2 and Roy Firestone. And both those guys were real touchy-feely sports guys. They were just, man, you should have seen this dude hit it out. And Roy Firestone did all these real, you know, with the tinkly piano playing, what I used to call the tinkly piano playing profile pieces. And Jim Hill was, you know, your man in training camp, former player. Jim Hill played for the Packers. And became quite a good, and still is quite a good sportscaster, I think. And I forget who Channel 7 had. Channel 7 had a very controversial guy that eventually left and went to Dallas, I think. But and then 4 had Fred Rogan. And Fred Rogan's always been Mr. sort of stare into the camera and be very, very serious. So kind of, I would say that Fred Rogan did a lot of serious takes. So there wasn't any smart-ass guy. Keith Olbermann was the first guy to come along with the smart-ass shit. And it was really cool. So I used to watch it. And then he left. He left L.A. And after he left, it became public knowledge, or it started getting written up, that Keith Olbermann had a contentious relationship with the local media, that he would send... back in those days, you didn't email anybody. You sent postcards. You know, you would send, "Hey, you know, you were really unfair with me." All this shit. It turned out that he was sort of he had this contentious relationship. He was rather opinionated about the coverage, the media coverage of his sportscast. I don't know what happened to Keith Olbermann. I don't know what happened to him after that. Then he emerged briefly on ESPN. I think I remember him on ESPN. But then prominently on MSNBC. And I didn't like Keith Olbermann on MSNBC for a variety of reasons. But mostly because I was more used to him doing sports. And I would watch this cat on MSNBC with this just, hey, Jesus, you know, what he was doing over there. And then dude would, you know, occasionally do sports. And then when they put him on the halftime show on NBC... they actually put Keith Olbermann in the studio on NBC during the Monday night game or whatever it was, whatever part of that NBC was. I think NBC was, by then, was just doing Monday night football or Sunday night football and some of the playoffs. And you didn't want to see him. All of a sudden, I didn't want to hear this guy. I didn't want to look at him. I didn't want to hear him. I didn't want nothing to do with this motherfucker. You know, even though Keith Olbermann is a very competent baseball and football and, you know, I don't know about the other sports. He's very good on baseball and football, not bad, reporter. And I realized that what had happened was his political outlook had polluted everything else for me. And I believe the same has happened in varying degrees to me over the many years that I, got politically energized, I guess, after 9/11. Before 9/11, I was like everybody else. Politics was at a certain level in my life and was not necessarily something I needed to publicly comment on, but I did after 9/11. And it was something that I think a lot of you guys had a hard time taking. I don't blame you. I don't blame you, you know, because I look back and I saw Keith Olbermann today. I said, well, the same fucking thing happened to me. I didn't want to listen to him. And now there he is doing his sports, and he still can't fucking resist it, because today he was talking about the St. Louis Rams, and he was talking about their, you know, hands-up thing. And then he was talking about I Can't Breathe, the T-shirts. And really, maybe I agree with him in some way on some of his viewpoints there, but fact is, I didn't want to hear him talking about it, you know. I just did not want to hear Keith Olbermann give me his goddamn political point of view. It's one thing to hear Keith weigh in an authoritative way on sports, because I feel like I'm learning something. I may disagree with him on some things, but it's not life and death. I mean, he may say to me, the St. Louis Rams are the greatest defensive football team currently in the National Football League. You can take my word for that. And I may say, well, boy, you're jumping to conclusions. I'm not going to stop watching that guy because of that. I'm going to say, hey, you got a very interesting point of view. And, you know, leave it at that. But for him to weigh in on the politics of the nation, that shit, man, was just too much for me. So I've done a rant here to a degree. It's not really a rant, but I've talked about the political content of the rants I've done, and I don't want to do that anymore. All right, we're going to get ready here to do Elcott the Next Step here, because we haven't done Elcott the Next Step in a long motherfucking time. I think it's time we do that. All right, okay. Let me look at my clock. I'm going to get my clock set, and let me get my Elcott the Next Step music. Martha, my dear. Where's that man? Oh, you know what? I think I know what it is. Oh, you know, I think I know what it is. There we go. This is Elcott, the Next Step. Yes. This is, I don't know how long it is. 4 minutes? Okay. Let me see something here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, cool. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. Whoa, whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. Okay. All right.
Okay. Ed, I'm glad to be with you. Well, Ed, I'm glad to be with you. Ed, I'm glad to be. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to see you.
Well, it's been a while, Gava.
It has.
Now, let's tell people why your name is Gava.
That was a nickname that my parents gave me.
Uh-huh.
And it was a nickname my parents gave me because my sister called me Gaba. My name's Gabriel, or Gabe, and my sister thought it was Gaba. And they'd say, well, why would you ask that? And she'd say, I don't know. It sounds like Gaba. And so...
And your last name, Lapdup, how is that spelled?
That's spelled L-A-P-P-E-D-U-P, Lapdup, or Lapit, L-A-P-I-T, Lapit.
And that was an unfortunate...
Well, some people have filthy minds.
All right. Let's see. We also need... E. God damn it. Electricity. There we go. Okay, that's good. I don't know what I want to use that for, but having that in the middle of a religious show has got to be good shit, don't you think?
They start talking to me about my...
I think we're all ready to go on this, our, you know, show for today. It's going to be Elcott, The Next Step.